Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
I guess you're going to be terribly surprised when you know who this is trying to speak to you.
Who?
Who is it?
Tell us who you are. American.
American, yes.
This is quite a new thing, you know. I'm not quite used to this. You have to be very patient with me, you know, before I'm able to do this
properly. I can hear you're coming through very well.
Yeah, you can hear what I say.
Very well indeed.
Yes. And your American accent and everything sounds pretty.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, but I've been told, you know, when I was on your side that it was not so pretty.
Well, it sounds pretty now, anyway.
Who are you? Are you still there?
Perhaps she'll be back in a moment.
I better keep on talking with your guests and you say something.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
You have to forgive my friend. Sorry, it's our first attempt at talking like this. I guess she finds it very difficult.
Who was that, Flo?
Well, I don't know if you'd remember her. She's been here a good many years now, you know, and...
Yes?
Well, not that many. But it's a long time ago, you know. You heard about a serial queen? I guess you wouldn't have.
What?
Oh, you might have, of course. It's not, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, her, the Miss Rowland, Ruth Rowland.
Who?
She was a famous person in the films, you know, in the silent pictures, you know.
Roma what?
No, Ruth Rowland.
Oh, yes. Ruth Rowland.
Yeah, she's a friend of Rudy Valentino's and the other group. There's a whole crowd of people here tonight to do with the theater and the cinema. And, oh, we're just a happy little family here. I guess before long you'll have such a collection, you know. You'll have so many tape recordings of famous personalities. You'll have to have them all tabulated and...
Yeah.
Goodness, you'll have quite a collection there. But my goodness, lady, if you get confused like you got this last few days, I don't know, if you've got only a what, you got now half a dozen or so, blimey, if you have 1,000 or 100 or so, I don't know what you're going to do. You know, I'm getting quite cockney with this kid you have around here.
No, you keep your American accent as well.
Yeah, but you know, every now and again, I get a hold of Mickey's aura or personality. I have many a talk with him, you know, and I get part of his sort of mentality, you know, his words, and I'm learning quite a bit of Cockney, you know. And I should be a real Cockney American before I finish.
No, don't be that, because we won't be able to recognize you.
Yeah, well.
Well, you certainly do that first word, but...
Hello? To be here tonight. Hello? I don't know if I'll be able to say very much. But I just wanted you to know I was here.
There is someone trying to speak, but I'm afraid that we can't hear you very well.
Yeah.
You try and speak a little louder, will you?
Hello, everybody.
Hello,
how are you?
Good evening to you all.
Good evening.
My name's Will Rogers. Just one of the big happy family that are all around and about here tonight.
Yes?
I don't think I can stay many minutes, but I just want you to know I was here with all the boys and the girls.
We'll
send our love to each one of you.
Oh,
and to all our friends who remember us on the earth plane. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank
our love to
much.
All of you, too.
Yes,
Will.
Yes.
He's a film.
Yes, star. Of course, I remember.
And wonderful rider. Remember, you used to tell me.
Yes. You got all the cinemas of our world here, that.
Yes. Hello.
Hello?
I think I told you quite a while ago that I was going to bring a lot of my friends in the cinema world.
Yes.
Yes.
There certainly is a crowd here tonight.
Oh, so who else is there?
She's so excited.
My old man sits falling in the bed, down dilly dally on the wire.
My old man.
Will you sing it?
What? That wasn't you singing it, was it, miss?
I said, will you try and sing it?
Me?
Yes, sing it.
Oh, I couldn't say I don't know the words for that. Wasn't you, Mick, was it?
No, it's some...
I was going to say, it wasn't Mickey's voice.
Mickey, who was that singing? Sing it, sir.
My old man, da 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 da, and don't dilly dally on the way. There's no anymore. Da 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 da. How's it going?
Whose song was that? Fiori Falls, wasn't it?
My noise, wasn't it?
Was it there?
Mm.
Perhaps it was her. Good evening.
What do you mean, my friends?
Who's that?
Good evening.
Good evening. Try and say a few words to us, please.
You got the itch?
What did you say?
I was just scratching my knee and he said, you got the itch. That's lovely. It's wonderful how they can see that, eh?
Yes, I can't miss anything.
Such a pity.
Hello?
Such a pity.
Such a pity.
So glad to speak to you. Such a pity. No doubt I should be able to do it better as time goes on. Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Hello.
You know who it is. Hello.
Drayton Thomas.
That's right.
Yes.
How do you do, Drayton Thomas?
How do you do?
Delighted to be here. Terribly interested in all you're doing. Helping all I possibly can. Give my love to all my friends. Come again soon. Do better each time. Good night.
Good night.
Oh,
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I am so pleased to be able to come and talk to you.
And we are very pleased you
have. Ah, it is a wonderful thing. I only wish it were possible always to come and speak to you, but that would not be fair, as the people after all want to come. But I am going to come occasionally. I am going to speak to you and talk, you know. Yes. I'm so excited, you know. Why? I don't know what to say to you now I am here.
Why? What are you excited about?
Oh, to be able to speak to you. Mm. Isn't it still enough to make anybody excited?
Yes, of course it is.
All right.
Ah, it is wonderful. Magnificent. Huh?
You're French, aren't you?
Ah, so?
Yes.
So.
You know.
Yes. I know by your accent. Very pretty accent.
I have to learn it. Yes. English.
You have.
Yes.
Tell us about yourself. Oh, that is the way to practice now. You just try and tell us something about yourself. And you'll be able to come often and speak and get very, very efficient there. Are you there? Mademoiselle?
It's a good madame.
Maybe madame.
Honestly, pas.
Parlez français avec nous.
I think she's gone.
Sounded very like Sister Maria.
No, it wasn't her.
No, it wasn't, but it sounded, you know, that sort of time.
Yes. She was very loud. Clear,
yes. Mickey?
Hello?
I told you it would be difficult.
Yes.
It's very good, really.
Yes, it's very good tonight, considering all things. Speak up a little louder, friend, will you?
We aren't speaking as loud as we can, my dear.
Oh, that's better.
But you must realize it is so difficult at times.
Yes.
But we are doing our best. I wish it was possible to speak louder.
That's better now.
No.
I can just a bit. Very nice to hear you speak.
I wonder who it is.
Can you tell us who you are?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, that's better. That's lovely.
I'm trying so hard, you know. Maria.
Oh, Maria.
We're doing our very best for you, but it is not so easy, you know.
Oh. No.
Yes.
Oh, Maria, then somebody came, another French lady came. Sounded something like you. Was it you?
No. Sure it was. with you.
And he was Mitchell.
Who's that?
Who is speaking?
Yes, I thought you said that, Mick.
Oh, Mick and Barney.
I thought it was.
Who was this last person?
Was it Abdul?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't hold on. Good night.
Good night, Mick. Thanks ever so much.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Good night, HPB, and thank
good
you
good night, HPB.
Didn't get me off to sleep, didn't it?
Nah. Anybody that's trying to shut up should ever sleep. Oh, this is lovely.
It was very nice.
Not a nice.
I liked it.
The short version.
Who doesn't like it?
Yeah. Use very much, only about half. It's not very late, you know. It's cut up rather quickly because of the doings, isn't it?
All right.
Well, it's 10 to 9. Is that 50 minutes?
Of course we have.
It's amazing, isn't
it? Of gods, of some description or the other, invariably false ones, of course. Whereas the real man is the one who worships not himself, but the inner part of himself that he knows is beyond the material, beyond the physical, that is the reality, the real individual, the ego, call it what you will, that is part of a divine something. You may not understand what that divinity is, or what that divine plan is, or how it fits in with a jigsaw puzzle of life. But the point is, he knows that he is within himself something much greater than what he appears, and it's for him to develop that part of himself until it expands, until he bursts the bonds of material conditions in which he confines himself by his, or has confined himself by his thoughts and upbringing and so on through centuries of time, and gradually becomes, as it were, godlike. Huh? There are no limits to what a man can become. Jesus said, greater things than the easy to do, for I've gone to my Father. And there's no doubt about it that Jesus knew what he was talking about. All the things that Jesus did were natural law. He knew how to draw upon the natural resources of nature and the powers beyond the earth world and forces of a higher condition altogether, spiritual forces.
How did he manage to get that power, Lucas?
Because of his inner development and awareness, and obviously because he was sent onto the earth in a physical body for a mission. He was an old soul, a very highly evolved and experienced one. And he learned how to overcome the flesh. But he had to take on the vehicle of flesh to express himself to the people of his day.
I suppose he came down for a special mission, did he?
Oh, yes. But of course, there have been many others who have come down since and before. But how often does the world listen to them? They crucify them, they stone them to death, they put them in prison, they do everything under the sun by listening to them, invariably.
They didn't listen, they wouldn't need them. If they did listen, they wouldn't need them.
Wouldn't heed them or need them?
Wouldn't need them.
Ah, if they listened and followed, they wouldn't need them in time.
Oh, if they were capable, shall I say, if they were capable of following what they said, then they wouldn't have needed them in the first place.
I don't quite follow that.
Well, briefly, if man is capable of perfection in this life, then...
Ah, I didn't say he was capable of perfection. You got me wrong there.
No, I didn't say he did. But if... my point was that it's obvious that a person who is very much above others couldn't possibly be understood or followed. Maybe to a slight extent, but never to the extent that he's required.
Well, it depends, after all. You take a kid at school, the teacher's much more highly developed, obviously, than the child, but he teaches and imbues a certain amount of his knowledge into the child's brain box, and the same with any great spiritual teacher that comes into your world. he can imbue some of his teachings, at least, into some of the knuckleheads that get around in your world.
There's a slight difference. The difference in quality between the teacher and the child is very much smaller than someone of great mental development.
I'll grant you that. But the point is that if one great teacher comes into the world and can convince the thousand, shall we say, and help that thousand to develop within themselves and show them and help them to develop their own spiritual qualities so that they can also do and perform the miracles so termed in your world because they're not understood, but they're only natural laws explained and worked and so on, then if those thousand can become disciples, they can convert another thousand and so on. It grows like a snowball, and in time, everybody becomes converted. And everybody is then conscious of these things that we're trying to give you.
Yes, but during the conversion, the thing debases itself so that you get to a point that is rather worse than before.
Well,
except for a few people who, by reason of what has been said, can develop.
Well, Jesus said, unless you be as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, which is perfectly true. Because the average person that comes here, he goes to a certain plane of existence according to his development. Well, since everyone's development is so limited and so small, and their material aspect is so strong, and their vision and so on is merely material things, they find for themselves what you might call a replica of material things to a certain extent. And they have already limited their own entrance into the kingdom of God because they haven't been like children in as much that they haven't driven to learn. They haven't bothered to learn the real lessons that matter, the lessons concerning things of the spirit and their own qualities within themselves. They've only been concerned with materialism. And in consequence, they have not developed at all, and they've been so blown up with their own conceit, and they think they know so much, and they know nothing at all fundamentally about things that really matter. In consequence, they've limited themselves to an extent when they come here, they're not very happy.
I thought you always said they were happy, Mickey.
Oh, I'm talking about people, when they first come here, they're happy in their own condition as much as they think that it's rather wonderful. But they're not really happy when they begin to probe and begin to think and begin to see that they are living in a sense of fool's paradise. Then they start to stir themselves a bit and begin to want to know and develop and spiritualize themselves. And then they begin to get on. Before you can have progress, you can have a period of discontentment.
Yes. Discontentment is a good thing, on the whole.
Yes, discontentment is a very good thing if it's the right kind of discontentment. Depends on what you're discontented with. The first step on the road of progress is to be discontented with yourself.
Yes.
The person who's very satisfied with themselves or think they've done pretty well for themselves is the person who's got the most to learn.
That's true. I'm quite thrilled tonight, Mickey. Well done.
Are you? Well, you got me on it.
Yeah.
Now, I might as well matter to you while they do what they're doing.
Oh, lovely.
That dog, what's up with him tonight?
Don't know, Mickey.
I reckon he's seen us in Bernard. Is the only spiritual dog I could think of being a saint? I don't know if he's got a bottle of rum there.
A bottle of rum. Well, Wookie wouldn't be interested in that. Spiritual lamppost. Spiritual lamppost.
And that's what I'm trying to turn Ginger into, a spiritual lamppost.
Not a spiritual space. Spiritual one. Physical one to spiritual one.
Yes, because your head will be illuminated with wisdom.
Lovely. Oh, that's lovely.
Well, it's the way. As long as your head's up in the clouds and you're giving forth a good light.
See, I'll cut that out.
I'm realizing a woofy with a cigar. Woofy's well away tonight. Something for him to bark, Bill. Doors were shut, just shut the doors. Sometimes he barks and hears somebody whistling or something like that.
Is there anything else you want to ask before I go?
Yeah. Well, there's one point that you probably find very difficult to explain to me. And you said something a little while ago about living in a four-dimensional world.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you live in a three-dimension, don't you?
Yes, with the cranks, you're a fourth dimension of time. You're running continuously. More or less.
Well, you see, whereas you can't go back in time, for instance, we can. For instance, if I want to stroll back, shall we say, into the 10th century, or the 9th century, or the 18th century, or the 15th century, or back to the Egyptian eras that you often read about and often like to know about, but the simplest thing for us, once we know how to do it, is to go back into it. It's still there.
Mm.
It's not ceased to exist.
In other words, time for you is a dimension like space.
Everything that has happened is registered and is permanently there, and it's possible for us to become solidified, in a sense, if I can put it like that, with it, when you know how to do it.
Yes, so the traversing in time is for you equivalent to traversing in space.
Look. You can't go forward in time until such time as it comes naturally into force. But we can go back, whereas you can't go back. You see, for instance, everything that has happened, it's happened, but it's still there.
Yes, I know.
And everything that is going to happen is registering. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, I think I have. What is in the chaos is something that we, that happens tomorrow, we say, has already happened. But we can't understand it because we of time.
Continue this subject next week from that point, the fourth dimension. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Bless you, darling. Thank you very much.
It was quite interesting tonight, wasn't it? You got really sort of warmed up, didn't it?
Yes.
Mm. with me than my slippers. I push my slippers off to ease my feet. I can't put them on again. I've never known what to go on barking so intensely.
Just get out when the light goes on.
Something. They wouldn't go on and on indefinitely like that.
I'm stopping the machine.
Cigarette.
Oh, that's it.